Good evening. Well, we're back from break. This is Vinyl on OWU Radio. It's good to be back. Hope you guys have been having a good first week of the semester. Yeah, my week has been a little rocky starting off here. I went through rush week. I don't know how many of you have experienced that before. It was fun, not gonna lie. Like, I had a decent time, but I don't know if it's for me, but I got a bid, so that's a little bit stressful, and I'm undecided. Anyway, but it's a good process. So, tonight, I am going to play some music that I have categorized as angsty music. I don't know if that is necessarily a proper categorization, but it's the stuff I listened to in, like, late middle school, early high school, so I'm gonna go with that's a pretty good category. Yeah, and I'm just like kind of feeling it right now and re-listened to some of this stuff on the way driving back from school, so it's relevant for those reasons. And also, in all honesty, I put this playlist together rather quickly, which will not be a trend this semester. I will be more on top of this show, I promise you guys. But again, went through rush week, it's been stressful, so yeah, we're gonna do this. All right, so the first group that I'm going to play songs for you guys from is Paramore. If you are a teenage girl, I am like 90% sure you have heard of them. The first song I'm going to play is one of their more well-known songs called Misery Business. And here it is. Enjoy.
Well,
Yes, those were in fact two different songs that you just heard, being Misery Business and Born for This by Paramore. I can't tell you that I'm 100% sure what I'm going to play next, so I think I'm going to play another one of theirs before I switch on over. So let's try Emergency by Paramore. All right, gonna shift gears a little bit here and play some Weezer. I don't actually have that many Weezer songs, but when I was listening to them the other day on my road trip back to school, I was really digging it. So, gonna play a couple different things. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
So, I'm really digging the Weezer, but I feel like I should wait a little bit to play more of their songs because they'll be better to end with and they make me happy. So, yeah. Next up, I'm gonna play some songs by The Killers. I was a pretty big fan of The Killers for a while, although I knew a very limited number of their songs, as is true with most of the artists that I knew of in my younger days. I would pick like four songs that I really liked by them and just like binge listen to them until I found another artist and then like would mix and match. And that's kind of what this playlist is ending up to be, which is good. It's a good representation of like ninth grade Haley. So I hope you are entertained. I'm gonna play Mr. Brightside by The Killers. My bad, I did not mean to do this. That potentially shows you the fact that I'm actually playing this all off of my phone. So, because my computer's gonna die and I did not plan ahead super well today. But that's okay because I'm just gonna restart the song. But that was a sneak preview as to what we will be playing later. So, here is Mr. Brightside from the beginning again because it's just better if you listen to it from the beginning. Sorry about that, folks.
Stomach is saying
All right, so the next song that I'm going to play for you guys is something that I wrote down and I'm now forgetting what I was going to play. Well, so as I said before, I used to listen to a decent amount of The Killers, and that kind of culminated with the ending of my freshman year talent show, which was also a big point of musical exposure for me, where I got a lot of my musical influences from was just random songs being played in the talent show, and I would work tech crew for it, and I'd be like, oh, that's a cool song, I'll look into that group a little bit more. And All These Things That I've Done by The Killers was played at the end, and I was like, oh, music I listen to is being played in the talent show, and I was like, that's cool. So I guess kind of in accordance with my high school tech days related songs, the next song I'm going to play for you guys is by Walk the Moon. It's called Anna Sun. It's probably one of their better known songs. I didn't listen to the song at around the same time that I've been listening to this other music. This came a little bit later, but it holds a special place in my heart. Listened to it when I was taking apart a show that I put a lot of myself into, and so it was very bittersweet at the time, but is a nice reminder of that show. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Here's Anna Sun.
Oh,
So, changing mood slightly, I'm going to play The Pretender by the Foo Fighters for you guys. Also kind of came into it through tech, but a little bit differently, so it's a good transition, and it gets me a little back on track with some of the stuff I was playing earlier, so it's a pretty solid song. Hope you guys like it.
Keep you in the dark and so it all.
There are some things by the Foo Fighters that I just get like really into. That was fun for me. I hope you guys liked that. Well, seeing as on my computer this document is going to be saved as Angst Show, then I can't really properly title that without playing something from The Offspring. So I'm going to play You're Gonna Go Far, Kid. Definitely the song that got me into The Offspring in the first place. I'm excited about it. I haven't listened to this in forever. I hope you guys enjoy it. Show me how to lie. You're getting better all the time. And turning on against one isn't all that hard to teach. Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting hurt. And as you step back in the line, a mob jumps to their feet. Now dance, fucker, dance, man. So play it out, I'm wide awake. It's a scene about me. There's something in your way, and now someone is gonna pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me. Now dance, fucker, dance, man. So in a similar spirit to The Offspring, I'm going to play a song by Rise Against, another group that I was heavily into in early high school. I'm going to play Savior. Haven't listened to it in a long time, but we'll see how it is. Yeah. It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were. We'll be right back. going to play some Panic at the Disco for you guys. A little bit for my friend Haley. I am Haley, but I have a friend. Her name is also Haley. And she's pretty into them. I like some of their songs. They're pretty tight. I hope you like them too. I'm going to play The Ballad of the Mona Lisa by Panic at the Disco. Here you go. So, now I'm going to play a song for you guys from Fall Out Boy. I always associated Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy pretty closely in my mind. I don't know if that's accurate, but, like, that's why I'm playing them next to each other. So, it works. I'm going to play... Yeah, I'll play Dance Dance. Here you go.
She's no good with words, but I'm worse. But it started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words, too overdramatic to
tonight is it can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like. I'm too cold and I'm hard down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Always fold just before you found out. Drink up, it's last call, last resort, but only the first mistake. I'm too cold and I'm hard down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Won't you show me a little bit of spark? You've been saving for his bed rest.
So we're getting pretty close to the end of the show here. I hope you've been enjoying this music so far. I hope it's taken you back. It certainly is taking me back. We've got a little bit of time here. I'm going to play like two more songs for you. Both of them are going to be by Weezer, just because I think that they're a lot of fun. I'm going to play My Name is Jonas, and I'm going to play Pork and Beans, so I hope you enjoy those songs. I'm a big fan of Pork and Beans. It makes me smile. I don't know. Enjoy.
His hands. catchy chorus and beat so they can sing along. Timbaland knows the way to reach the top of the chart. Maybe if I work with him, I can perfect the art. I'ma do the things that I want.
All right, and that concludes Vinyl for this evening. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I had a lot of fun with it. Certainly a good escape from the rest of the world for the last hour, which I really needed, so thank you all for that. Have wonderful evenings, and I'll see you next Tuesday, same time, 7 o'clock, same show, Vinyl. I am your host, Taylor Leroux, and have a good night.